How many of you have your Bibles? I want to talk to you from a very intriguing thought from the beginning. I got questions for you. Hopefully you have questions for me. But I want to talk to you from the thought of the pursuit of happiness. How many of you live a life in pursuit of happiness? If you didn't raise your hand, you subconsciously live a life in pursuit of happiness. Even if a lot of times you may not be so happy. And there are people I know that if they're not miserable, they're not happy. In other words, some people just absolutely love drama and misery. And misery loves company, so it draws people into it. But let me talk to you about the word happy real quick. And my first question, I'll do this first. What makes you happy? Now, ultimately, we're going to divide that into two categories because all of our religious mindsets just thought about everything about the Lord. But outside of the Lord, remember we did this not too long ago with about what you love. And then we said, you know, because to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and all thy strength is the first and great commandment. But then I threw a monkey wrench in and said, what about without God? Or beyond, there's not going beyond God. Let's say, without God in your life, what do you love more than anything else? And some people said, myself. And we had some very interesting answers. So what I'm going to ask you here today is, and you can talk to me and tell me, because we're going to do this in the scripture, what makes you happy in God? But then without God in your life, are there other things you do to find happiness? And the word happy is taken from the word happen. Okay, the base root of being happy is from something that happens. Now, in God, it's a little different than that. And I was talking with people this last week, Allison, and I said, show me in the Bible where God said that he created all things so you would be happy. He did what he did so I would be happy. His will is that each and every one of us are happy. I don't see it in the Bible. Now, as I was talking with Jen Gowett, she says, yeah, but I do see where it talks about gladness of heart. True. And it talks about the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, and about rejoicing with one another. But the word happy in the King James translation is 25 times in the scriptures. Okay? Starting in the book of Genesis. And I love when Paul was standing before King Agrippa in Acts 26 and verse 2, and he says, I think myself happy, O King Agrippa, and I'm paraphrasing it, that I am here today to answer before you concerning those things which the Jews have accused me. Now, you can look at that two ways, but I want you to look at it this way, Merle. Paul, an apostle, full of wisdom, full of understanding, and full of the Holy Ghost, says, I think myself happy. Can you do that? Can you think yourself happy? David, King David says, the Bible tells us that, Bryce, he encouraged himself in the Lord. So in other words, if nobody else is around, can you think yourself happy? Can you make yourself happy? Now, happy or being happy is an emotion, is it not? And it comes from things that happen to you. In the Lord, it's a little different. And that's why I want to bring it out here today. Because we'll see that the Bible says, happy is he that hath wisdom. Happy is he that eats and partakes of the tree of life. Happy is he that's corrected of the Lord. So those things, and I know for sure, I've watched people when God correct them, they don't get too happy. As far as what we know is the emotion of happiness. Did you know, or do you know, as far as concerning emotions, that there are very, and I'm being conservative, very few people that can ever wake out of a dead sleep, Dathan, or wake up in the morning laughing. You do not have the oxygen in your system, the oxygen state in your body to wake up happy or laughing. Now, you can wake up angry. Anybody ever do that? You can wake up fearful. Are we telling on somebody else? You can wake up fearful. It doesn't take as much oxygen in your system to bring forth those emotions. But to wake up with laughter and happy, I'll do a little test. How many of you have ever woke up laughing? Are you sure? A funny dream. Not laughing at your dream where you're walking around naked. I'm talking about actually the emotion of happiness, laughter. I don't think so. How many of you have ever woken up with another emotion? Angry, fear, some of the other. They don't take as much oxygen in your system. So we can do that. You know what I'm saying? What makes you happy? Anybody want to participate? Merle, I saw your hand go up early. Makes me extremely happy. We got an adjective. Is that what you'd call that added in there? The L-Y? Extremely. Oh, adverb. I get that wrong every time, Allie. Thank you. An adverb. Extremely happy. I love that, Merle. Thank you. And I can concur with you in that. I appreciate the Word of God, the Spirit of God, God Himself, living for God. That's correct. But outside of God, what makes you happy? In your pursuit of happiness, are you happy every single day of your life? Most, I heard. Have you ever had a bad thing happen to you and your happiness go right out the window? See, that's why the emotion of being happy comes from things that happen. You could be on cloud nine and get in a car wreck, and all of a sudden, I'm not real happy anymore, correct? Get bad news about a family member, yada, yada, yada. So throughout a day, can you be happy, sad, mad, or glad? You can go through many emotions throughout a day, right? Walker, you raised your hand.
I was just going to say, you were asking other things outside of God that make you happy.
Yeah.
So even like a good day's hard work makes me feel happy. Me
too, Walker, thank you. He said a good day of hard work. Daryl, you've been happy a long time. Well, let me say, you haven't been happy for a while, but for many years, you were a very happy man, huh? Anybody that could work that concrete as a concrete mason in the union and retire like that, I work for my uncle as a plasterer, which your brother does. I actually worked for your brother once, one time only. But no, man, the only person that should do work like that is if you committed a crime. You should not have to work like that. That kind of work is for criminals, seriously. I learned that fast, Daryl. Who else had their hand? Walker, you said a good hard day's work, huh? Providing for yourself, providing for your family. Notice the difference here when we start talking about being happy. Is it about me or is it about others? Ooh, I just changed everybody's thoughts. Now I'll get a lot of dishonesty. Rex. When your wife picked you, that made you happy. How long ago was that?
Just before they got married.
How long ago, Rex, did Michelle pick you and make you happy?
Yesterday.
She just barely picked you yesterday? All those... Yeah, I thought that's what you said.
No, I said when she's happy, I'm happy.
Oh, Rex said when she's happy, I'm happy. That makes a lot of sense. If mama's happy, everyone's happy, right? Happy wife, happy life, all of it, right, Rex? Yeah, you're going to have a happy day today. You did good. Who else? Tristan.
I was going to say the ones around me are happy.
That's good. That's unselfish, isn't it? I like that. When the ones around me are happy, how often does that take place? Because if you base yourself on that, you're in for a downfall. I'm going to tell you right now. Jennifer, you can't make everybody happy all the time, can you? You can't please everybody. But you know what? I'll say this. I've said it before. The Lord is so much easier, Allison, to please than man, our friends, our spouses, our children. The Lord is so much easier to please. And that's why we struggle at times, because we base our perception on people accepting us, of people loving us, of people being happy. The Lord is so much more kind, merciful, and easy to be pleased than people are. I'll just tell you right now. People can be, what's that M word? Moody. Right, Aunt Diane? People can be moody, happy 1 minute, sad the next, glad 1 minute, angry the next, just up and down like a roller coaster, huh? I'll tell you, going back to a child, I mean, some of you can probably relate to this. Now understand, when I was being, when I was growing up, my parents raised 9 of us in a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. Luckily, we're on 40 acres in the country, and we still bothered people in town. But, well, with the parties, my brother was a drummer. They would have parties so loud that the people in town would hear us and complain about it. But I remember every school year, Jennifer, Mary, very distinctly. Some of you remember this. Right before school starts, Michelle, my mom and dad says, we got to go buy you some school clothes. A couple pairs of pants, some shirts. Plus, you know, you always got the hand-me-downs. I had Kenny, Craig, Ronnie, Keith, 5 brothers. I was second to the youngest. 3 sisters. We didn't have to worry about hand-me-downs there. But you got a certain amount of clothes. The kids all got 2 pairs of pants, usually 501s, couple shirts. You got your hand-me-down stuff. But here was the deal. You got 1 pair of shoes. Look at, I'm seeing the head shake right now. 1 pair of shoes for the whole year. So Allison, they had to be the right ones. And I remember when mom and dad would get those shoes, and they would tell us as little kids, these shoes right here, Tim, they will make you run faster and jump higher. Put them suckers on, and here we go. Whew. Prove them. Oh, yeah, I'm faster. I can jump higher. But I remember, Aunt Diane, that emotion of being happy to get the right pair of shoes, to keep them the whole year long, you know. I can still do that because I find a certain pair of shoes that fit me right. I don't want to wear anything else. I wear other stuff because of this and stuff like that. If I could wear the same pair of shoes every day, I would. I just can't. So I remember if that got right, that started the year off right. I was happy and I was ready to go. How about you? Can you think of anything growing up that made you happy? I know people will, you know, look for success to be happy. Look for their, what do you want to call it, destiny, to find that, to have a legacy, to be happy. You know, we pursue riches and money and wealth and stuff, thinking that's going to make us happy. As a young man, I realized, no, it didn't really work for me. You know, Stacy Patterson, bless her heart, she was in a study 25 years ago. And I made this statement because I proved it. Money doesn't make you happy. It can probably make you happy at times, but it comes and goes. And she says, you know what, Brian, I believe what you said, that money doesn't make you happy. But she told me, Allison, I still want to try it at least one time. I want to be filthy rich and see how win that lottery, that $1 billion, and see how happy I am. It very well could be possible that a lot of misery would come with that $1 billion. What do you think? You can mark my words when I say this. If I ever won a lottery like that, just to make sure I wasn't tempted, and I know who my friends and family are, I would have to make sure they were taken care of and they were all at least millionaires themselves. Otherwise, you'd be so tempted to do whatever you want to, Daryl, to leave, go, this and that. Hey, we're in this together. We start off together. We're all going to have money together. What do you think? But every single cockroach in the darkness will come out wanting a part of your money once they realize people you didn't see for years. Be like, hey, buddy, hadn't seen you in a while. Hey, you won that lottery. Man, I really need. That's what you'd hear. I really need. They don't say I want. I really need this right now. I need your money. Huh? Let's look at the scriptures a little bit. The very first time that the word happy is in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. How many of you remember a man named Jacob? Was Jacob's name changed to Israel? Did he have 12 sons called the 12 tribes of Israel? Well, one of his wives was Leah, who had a handmaid named Zilpah. Remember that, Walker? I think Leah and Zilpah, between the two, had his third, fourth, fifth, and sixth child together. See, back in those days, they would have the wife and a concubine. Well, Zilpah was Leah's handmaiden, and Jacob went into her, and she conceived. How many of you remember a son born named Asher? And you're like, I haven't really got into the Bible that much to understand these things you're talking about. Nathan, what does the name Asher mean? His name Asher means happy. Happy. Because the Lord has looked down and blessed me, I'm going to name this child Asher, which means happy. Okay? Now, the next time that the scriptures talk about, and this is why I love this, Deuteronomy 33 and 29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is likened to thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars. Merle, when you're the Lord's people, and you're saved of the Lord, and the Lord Christ begins to reveal your enemies as liars, this Bible says you're happy. You should be happy. Now, what's funny is when we talk about our happiness, we conjure that up because of things that happen. The Lord says when these things happen, when you're correct with the Lord, you are happy. You're not trying to be. You're not acting happy. You are happy. The Queen of Sheba went to see Solomon in 2 Chronicles 9 and 7 and said, happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. When you hear wisdom coming forth from the Lord, God says, you're happy. Now, how many of you are happy here today? But notice this, you have to actually hear it. You actually, the Queen of Sheba knew the wisdom that Solomon was speaking was from the Lord. So happy are you, says the same thing in Kings 10 and 8. Job 5 and 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. See, these things, wisdom, correction, guidance, they're spiritual. And you keep them. How many of you have ever thought that, man, if I could just, you know, man or woman, if I could just get that girl, if I could just get that man, if I could just date Beck, if I could just get that one person, huh, Sophie? I'll be happy. I'll bet you that's what Beck said about you. That's Sophie, Tim, and Jen's little girl. She's dating a football stud from Woodlake, right? The cheerleader and the football stud. You tell him I talked about him today, okay? But and you know what I'm talking about? Way back when, if I could just get so-and-so, and they'd be mine. Man, I would be happy. If I could get that job, Merle, you know how much that job pays? If I get that job, I'll be happy. Huh? What about that car? Man, Tim. Look at Tim. You should have seen his eyes right now. Tim has tried a lot of times to make himself happy. Hey, what was that truck you were driving with a chop top when I very first met you? The 67 Chevy. Daryl, this thing was so cool. It was slammed on the ground. He chopped the top. I was happy just to see him drive it around. Could only imagine how Tim felt driving that thing around. But it's funny because Tim builds cars for a living. Cars. He fabricates. He can do anything and everything with a car pretty much that needs to be done. And so when I asked how many of you are happy when you, you know, get that one car, he said he's tried many times. You know, some of us in here get a new car every year. Is any of that because you're trying to be happy? And it's funny because we'll make excuses. Madison, I need it bigger for my family. Dun, 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 dun. Come on, Nathan, talk to us. I need that bigger car. Gonna have two kids now. Are you kidding me? I need at least 9 seats. Jennifer? Yeah.
Is it that it does make us happy for the moment, but then is it the lust? Or is it, because it does make you happy.
It does. the emotion of happiness. So it makes it you happy for a minute until something else happens, like you wrecked the car. All your happiness goes out the window. Go ahead. Yeah, the happiness, the emotion of happiness here is temporary, but Rex, the wisdom, the correction, the understanding, God raising you up, that happiness stays, it sticks, it's eternal. You can go back to it every day, Bryce, and go, God gave me this wisdom. God gave me this understanding. Daryl, God gave me this testimony. I'm happy to know the Lord. I'm happy to be a partaker of the Holy Ghost. I'm happy to know that Jesus Christ died for me, gave his life, rose again for my sins. I had an experience this last week. You know what the Lord showed me? You know, he showed me he left a crown of glory, a gold crown, and a glistening white robe. He left heaven to come for a crown of thorns. To die, Dathan, for my sins, for your sins. He laid his hands on me. A tear came from his face and hit me on the head. And he let me know, Tim, he died for my sins and for my broken heart. He came to heal the broken heart and to set the captives free. And when I looked up, Tristan, it was no more a crown of gold. It was no more a glistening white robe. He had, his waist was girt about with leather. And he had a crown of thorns. And the thing, Allison, that came and was anointing me was not his tears, it was his blood. And I was without strength. And he laid his hands on me as I lay before him prostrate. And when I looked up and I saw and I understood why he died for me and that he came to heal the brokenhearted, I had enough strength to look up and look upon him and praise him and thank him. Daryl, you have your hand up. There you go. I love it, huh? So, you know, sometimes there are tears of joy, right, Daryl? Daryl said, that testimony makes me happy. It makes me happy, too. Every time, Edith, I hear a word from God, every time he leads me, every time he guides me, I don't care if it's reproof, correction, instruction, doctrine, discerning of spirits, the gifts, no matter what it is, Daryl, there is an eternal happiness that abides in your spirit. Look, that you can always go back to. How many of you have had a new car in your life and you were happy when you got it, but when you look back at it, it doesn't really mean anything? And you husbands and wife better be careful, but how many of you have ever been happy when you found that right date and you look back now and it don't matter anymore? Huh? Those things are temporary. You know what Paul said about that in 2 Corinthians 4:18? While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So where is your happiness here today? In events of this life? Jennifer, what's the, I'm going to tell on you, but it's okay, right? What's the biggest jackpot you've ever won out gambling? Four. 4,000. A man this last week went to the Prince Market here in Visalia, bought a ticket. The normal place, alley that he buys his lottery tickets was closed, so he decided to go to the Prince Market. He told the person behind the counter, Allison, you pick me a winner. That person picked a ticket, handed it to him, $10 million. Here in Visalia. How many of you think he was happy? Lily, $10 million? It could make you happy. I know I'd be happy. What would you do with $10 million? I know what he did. He cashed it out one time, the first time thing, and said he paid less taxes. I think it was 5.6, 5 point something. Cashed it out. Say, what'd you say, buddy?
I think he got a Bugatti.
He might have got a Bugatti like Andrew Tate, huh? Do you know what the Tesla Plaid will outrun the Bugatti? A Bugatti's a million-dollar car. The Tesla Plaid is $130,000. Which one are you going to buy? Hunter says, Mom, which one? I'm serious as a heart attack. I sent Tim a video. $1 million Lamborghini set up against Elon Musk Tesla Plaid. The Plaid just ate it up. Smoked it. Huh, Tim? Okay, let's get back to God. Ready?
Happy temporarily.
Happy temporarily. Yeah, that thing smoked that Lamborghini. And they even did it three times, Nathan, and then gave that car a head start, and the Plaid smoked it again.
Go against a jet truck.
A jet truck, huh? You get me one, I'll get the Plaid, and we'll race.
Yeah.
All right. That's a deal, Hunter. But are you understanding the point here today? Many times what makes makes us happy are very temporary things. You know, we try to do the very best we can, which is admirable. And many times we're doing things morally correct. We go to school. We do the best we can. Hopefully, you know, some of you, never me, but you're a 4.0. Yeah. Right? And then you get through high school and you go to college. Help me out here, Allie. You get your associates, you get your bachelor's, you get your master's. If you really want to go, you get your doctorate. And you're working hard. So when you get rewarded, think about this. Isn't the reward the happiness? Come on. You get that special person, you get that special job, you get that special car, that house, so on and so forth. This last year was the very first, well, this year, 2023, first year I ever bought a new car in my life, Rex. First new car ever. Because I always let somebody else take that hit, you know. But old Elon come out with a Tesla that you can get $15,000 off, and I'm a businessman. So when I can get a $42,000 car for $27,000, Rex, I'm all in. It was business. It's not about climate change. It's not saving the planet. I'm not going to give you my thoughts or my beliefs on that because I don't want to upset anybody. But I'm going to tell you what, Tim, give me a V8 every time, right, buddy? Nothing like the sound of a V8. But for me, that car, it's just a car, Daryl. I took Tim, we test drove, we got it. It was so fast, I was happy to know that. But those things leave quickly. They wear off. They don't mean much after a while, do they? But how about that testimony of when Jesus touched you and raised you up? How about that testimony where God revealed the man of sin to you? How about that testimony where he healed your land, Annie Rush? How about that testimony, Walker, where God showed you only need one word to be saved. One word from me for eternal life forever. Huh? All of you have testimonies in here. I just picked out a few. How happy, Sharon, are you now that you moved from Arizona to be a part of this church in Visalia, California? See, there's two sides to that because Sharon would rather live in Arizona, but she would rather serve God here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Aunt Diane come from New Mexico. Merle come from Arizona. Carrie come from Arizona to be a part of all of what we're doing here. The rewards of God far exceed anything this life can ever give you. But there's still some in our midst that says, like Stacy, I'd still like to give that billionaire stuff a chance one time. Huh? Just one time. I'll promise you, if you look into the history of the lottery, you have many, many, many cases of people that ruined their lives because they don't know how to handle it. One thing's for sure, and I'll finish with this here today. One thing is for sure, Bryce. If when God calls you, Jennifer, and you answer that call, and you hold back nothing, but you give God your whole heart, your whole being, everything that you are, I'll promise you with everything I am and everything I got in me, you will not regret it. You will never, ever look back and say, I made a mistake. You will look back at that day, and I'm talking everything, Walker, everything. The first commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and all thy strength. Every time you look back at that day, Sharon, and you realize I made that decision, and God has been faithful to me. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. He's been with me the whole time. You will never, ever, not one time in your life, regret it. You can always draw an emotion of happiness from your testimonies and what God does in your life. Amen? Any questions or any thoughts? I know this was a little unorthodox today, a little different, the pursuit of happiness, but I'll answer it. The pursuit of happiness is eternal life. Amen. It's the scripture that Julie always quotes. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's true happiness. That's eternal life. That's what we should be in pursuit of. Now, let's say it this way. God outside of the picture, everything else going on, enjoy yourself. If you make billions and billions of dollars, if you have 50 kids, you make that choice, enjoy your choice. Enjoy life. Be happy. Let's just prioritize things. How does that sound? Let's just put God first, knowing that true happiness is with God, and then enjoy life. Is that okay? Because I'll promise you, there are times when things happen in your life, death, sicknesses, illnesses, you're not going to be happy with those things that are happening to you right then. But if you lay up your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, nor where a thief can break through and steal, you will always be able to draw from the Lord happiness, gladness, joy. Amen? Contentment. Paul said godliness with contentment is great gain. Any questions, any quickenings, any testimonies, anything here today? Everybody's good?